Hello, loves. It's Ruthie. Here is part two of a Christmas AMA that I've done. You can catch part link or part. Oh, goodness. Okay. Maybe the AMA was not a good thing to do today. You can catch part one. It's link in this post as well. I've probably put them in the same post. I know I will. Just because I like things grouped together. But last time I answered 11 questions that were very fun and festive and a little sexy. And now we are getting, now we have some more. So let's get underway. If I were going to be a Christmas present, best holiday lingerie or accessory for this time of year? And how would I, as the present, be delivered? I
have talked about it. There's the classic like red and white. I'm not really huge on red lingerie. I've never been huge on red lingerie. Now, if it's a different color with like red accents, I can do that. I've just never been huge into red lingerie. I think it's because I'm a redhead. So to me, that's too much red. There are better colors that can accentuate my red, like green. Oh yes, like a lovely emerald green, or a very rich royal purple violet. I love those colors. Or blue, a very royal stark blue. I love that. Now I want to go lingerie shopping. Is anybody interested in being my sugar daddy for Christmas? Accessory. I actually love the winter season because I love the idea of taking off layers of clothing. One of my most favorite, I thought it was sexy, commercials that I've ever seen about layers and clothes. There was a I think it actually was just by like Cotton, the brand of like, I don't know, it was a clothing brand or a laundry brand. But it basically was talking about how, you know, the laundry will smell, the clothes or the laundry are so soft or smell so good that you'll want to put layers on. And it basically starts out with a couple that are in their bra and panties and underwear, and they're sexily reclothing each other. And they're like going all over the house and against the wall. So it's like passionate, it's sexy, it's cozy. And at the very end, it ends with her like pulling the sweater over his head, and it slowly goes over his head. And I don't know, it was just very sexy about the layers concept. I just love it. I love the idea of going inside the house and being in my scarf and cap and jacket and maybe a sweater and then a t-shirt or a, you know, and then if it's really, really cold, I will wear like, tights or leggings or, thermals, long johns, whatever you call them, underneath things like my jeans and slacks. So then it's like there's another layer, and then you get down to like the underwear, and then it's like chilly, and you went from being so, so cozy warm to now you're getting a little chilled, so then you have to hold each other. I don't know. I just like all the accessories, all the layers. I love that. I love unwrapping them. I'm actually, if I would have to say, I would love, I've actually been really into looking at shibari and different tying techniques. And just, it's so artistic. It's so beautiful. The knotting and the color ropes that they use. So I would love to do some lovely green, shiny, shimmery rope shibari. Obviously, I would have to have a friend because there's no way I could do it myself. But I would love to be tied up. Maybe I've seen where they kind of do it like outfits a little bit. Like I've watched, one young lady, I say young, she's not young. I've seen her do like a torso harness on herself. I've saw her tie that. So it kind of looks like an underbust corset. It was beautiful. And, you know, I would love to do something like that. So if I did something like that, I might have someone help me. Like, I've got some friends that are in the tying Shibari community and everything. And I would love to have one of them help me, you know, maybe do like a little setup, you know, and I would love to just be laid out on if I'm in green, then maybe I could get some special red satin sheets and just be presented on them, laid out, for when my partner comes home. Yeah, I think that would be very, very sexy. I like that idea. It shall be done. do I have a favorite Christmas movie or song? So yeah, we kind of already talked about the songs. The Christmas movie, I think I've mentioned a few times, Scrooged is a really big one. I do watch the Muppets Christmas Carol with the younger ones in the family. I also really like the Christmas movie Four Christmases with... oh, wow, I can't even remember her name. But Little Short Stack. And Vince Vaughn, he's so tall. I just really like that movie because it totally tells us, I mean, you can have completely different families, members that you don't agree with, you don't like, this dysfunctionalness, you know, that can go on during Christmas and the fights and the things that can happen. But it all works out in the end because it's Christmas. I just like that idea and it's just kooky and funny. I also really enjoy the old classics. I love watching White Christmas. My grandmother was a fool for Bing Crosby, so I watch all those sorts of things. So those are probably my tops for the season. If you went to a Christmas party, would you go as Mrs. Claus, an elf, etc.? Oh, an elf. We've already talked about this, but I think Christmas elves are hot. I would love to go dressed and have the little ears and have the shimmery, youthful looking face. So clean and so shiny. The hair, the dress, and the tights. I love to wear I love striped stocking tights. Either pinstriped, horizontal stripes. For Christmas, I went as a witch and I had the classic white and black striped tights and I loved them. I just think they're fun and sexy. Maybe if I'm trying to go, if depending on the type of party, I may just go for like thigh highs, striped, you know, and wear some sexy garter belt underneath. It's Christmas. That'd be so nice. What is the best present you could get this year from Santa? I am jonesing for a new car. I don't know. Like earlier this year, it got put in my head. And now I'm like, I so want a new car. I love to drive. I love to travel and take road trips. So I just want a new car for that. Other than that, I'm planning on doing a lot more traveling next year. So anything to do with that. You know, I've like, just anything, journals for the traveling or, luggage tags or luggage or, good traveling clothes or cash money for blowing while I'm traveling or, you know, just even just suggestions about places to go and people to see and, or things to see and experience, I know recently I've talked about my travels and a friend who's very dear shared a thing over in Europe, this super fast, awesome, scary as shit zip line thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. But then it just like awakened that sense of like, oh, but I could, you know, or like I could be crazy. I could do crazy stuff, you know, like. I just love that feeling of adventure. So anything that could invoke that. So I am so looking forward to traveling. So yeah, I guess all my stuff is travel based this year, car or travel. my choice of Christmas celebration. out of the following: you and a significant other alone in a cabin snuggling up in front of a roaring fire, a Christmas party with a bunch of friends, family, or whoever, or a surprise trip to Paris to celebrate in the city of love. Ooh, you almost had me on the last one. Oh, I don't know if I should share this. I really have no interest in Paris. I don't know what it is. I think because it's so cliche and the Eiffel Tower's become so mediaized or so pop culture. It's like in everything and I've seen it so much and I don't know. It's just not my thing. I definitely want to probably visit there one day in France, but I don't know. I'm just not dying to see Paris. I really love a good time and a good party, so I probably would actually say the Christmas party with a bunch of friends and family. But I would love at the end of the night to end it in the arms of my lover in front of a roaring fire, or where I'm from, it doesn't get too cold, so in the winter and the fall, we really love to have bonfires. So I could get the best of both worlds, actually. We do these big fires, and we put our chairs around it, and we're laughing and talking, and the fire's in the middle, and so it's got this nice glow, and, you know, if he's sitting in a chair, and I'm cozied up in his lap, and just lounging, and we're all laughing and joking, I get the best of both worlds. Would I ever do it with Santa? Even though he's married. Shame, shame. I don't know. I don't know if I do it with Santa. It's just a funny thought. Probably not. I don't know. I probably wouldn't. I'm not getting any yes vibes from it. So I'm going to say no. Am I dreaming of a white Christmas or do I hate the snow? I'm from the South and we don't get the kind of snow that's beautiful and stuff. Usually we get it and usually by the next day it's gone. It's all melted and sludgy. So sometimes I really, really, really dream of a white Christmas or being in a cabin with the snow up super high or just the kind of snow that sticks around for a few days and the whole building snowmen and tackling each other in the snow and snowball fights and, you know, yeah, definitely I dream of that kind of stuff sometimes. Favorite non-sexual Christmas memory? I don't know. My brother coming home for Christmas was pretty legit. I think another favorite Christmas memory, and I don't want to get too emotional, so it'll sound like I'm really jetting through it, but one Christmas, it was the first Christmas after my grandma passed away. She was the matriarch. She was our guiding light, I guess, and she was also kind of like the voice of, you know, what will be. And she passed away in she passed away in early October, and we somehow Thanksgiving it never came up because I think there was like so many things, but on Christmas we kind of started out a little rocky. Her chair was empty, you know, but we had her blanket laid in it, and it's a chair that had been family for years, so we weren't going to get rid of it, and we still haven't. It's just been passed around. It was actually an Amish-made wooden chair, not a rocking chair, just a wooden chair, and she loved it. She had it for years and years and years, and anyway, she passed away, and I just remember on Christmas morning, for some reason, we all felt kind of lost. She would usually guide things. I can hear her voice so clearly in my head right now as I'm talking to you. Of her directing us, of her saying my name, of her giving us the look when we got a little ruckusy or we got a little smart mouthy. But I remember being lost that morning. At least I was. I know a few of us were. And just, you know, but then by the time we got into family breakfast and we were all sitting and everything, it felt normal, like any other Christmas. And I don't know what other people believe, but I just felt like she was there. And even though, I don't know, I felt like if I would have looked over at her chair, she would have been sitting just there with her very knowing smile and all her infinite wisdom and love for her family. And it was a favorite Christmas memory of mine because there's something so strong about family and how you can pull together and you just keep going. And whether that's your friends that have become family or your family or whatever, it just works out in the end. So that's why it was my favorite memory. When I was a kid, what was the one present I wished or would have died for but never got? I had small Christmases. We did not have a lot of gifts growing up. So I would probably have to say that when I turned 16, actually 15, if I'm honest, 15, I got my license when I was 15 because I was special. I was dying for a car, dying. I needed one. Car meant freedom. I love to drive. But alas, I did not get one. I got one some months later, but until then it was a sharing thing and I did not want to share a car. So I was dying for it, and my family in their infinite need to be so, so humorous, they got me a car, but it was a little RC car because they're smart asses, because I told them I want a car. And I'm like, and not just a, I was like, I don't want to, I was like, I'm not talking about little Hot Wheels. I want a car that I can actually drive. And they're like, okay, we'll see about it. Right. And the smartasses got me an RC car because, oh, you can drive it around the block, you know? And I'm like, oh, you know, so they're funny. Sorry. That's how we talk to each other. Marry, fuck, or kill. Oh, great. Clark Griswold from Christmas Vacation, Buddy the Elf from Elf, or Frank Cross from Scrooged. Oh, oh no, these are all great guys. Oh, this is so hard. Oh, gosh. Okay, so I'm going to have to go with Mary Frank Cross because, I mean, even though in the end he's just getting back into his element, I think he's better than he ever was before. And earlier in his years of Christmas past, when him and Claire are together, you see him be a good boyfriend. And so if he's only getting better with age and all that stuff, then I'm going to say that he was probably a good husband choice. And he's very, very goofy. And it's Bill Murray. I just love his wry, dry, irreverent sense of humor and stuff like that. So, I mean, obviously I'm going to marry him. Oh, the fucking the kill thing is really hard because Clark or Buddy don't deserve to die. But I'm going to be honest, like Buddy the Elf, sex with him, I just feel like it would be, I just feel him doing that like, I'm just smiling. Smiling is my favorite. Like, I feel like him giving that creepy smile and being so excited to have sex. It would just weird me out. But Clark Griswold is not really my brand of sexy, I guess. I don't know. Ooh. Ugh. And he's also, it's Chevy Chase. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, this is taking me way too long to answer. So Mary Frank, we've established this, Ruth. Mary Frank. I don't know. I'm going to kill Clark. He's lived long enough. I don't know. That's a horrible reason. And I would weirdly have sex with Buddy the Elf, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he would make it fast.
maybe he would make it festive.
What final question? What Christmas present would you want that would change your life in the direction you'd want to go? Oh, I think I've already talked about that. Definitely the travel thing. With a new car, I could definitely travel more. But I mean, if we're talking like what Christmas present, just travel, just plane tickets. Give me plane tickets. I want to see the world. I've seen some of it, but just the last 2 years, I just really want to see everything. And I want to go everywhere and I want to meet everybody. I don't know. It's just like this desire that I have. And next year I plan to take a couple of trips to other countries. And I'm so excited to experience different cultures and different people. And I'm the kind of people that I could go to anywhere in Europe. Like just take me to a pub or a bar or a, you know, anything like that, or a restaurant or a park. And I could gladly sit there and sip on whatever drink is culturally acceptable and just watch people and say hello to people and meet people. I would love to meet a guy named Bill on the bus to my next destination, you know, and hear about his family and, you know, and I don't know, it's just so funny. I don't know. I just think people can be tremendous and learning people's stories is fantastic. And I just love to travel and see new things. And sometimes I've considered literally just like packing everything up and just traveling. Like if I went to Ireland and literally just picked a city and started in that city. And I don't care if it was like a measly, you know, day job or worked at a bar, like I don't care, or at a restaurant, and just made ends meet, because every day would be an adventure meeting people and hearing the accents. And over there, you know, I'm used to the United States, where I've taken a road trip from the southern tip of the states all the way to the northern tip. And it was about, we didn't really stop to stay at hotels or anything. So it was a straight drive, for a couple of days. And we stopped off to see tourist parts and stuff, you know, but it was like 36 hours in the car and stopping and seeing people in places. And so I can only imagine with 36 hours of drive time, the places I could see in other countries. And that just excites me. So if I work somewhere like in Ireland and, you know, I have a couple of days off, then I would love to take the ferry over to England, or, you know, take the ferry over to Scotland and then take another ferry over to Belgium. Like it's, there's just so many possibilities. I don't know. So sometimes I've just considered going and being a lowly dishwasher in another country, because at least for 6 months solid, I think I could make every week a new adventure with new people and different countries and cultures. And that is exciting. So I'm sorry, I could go on and on about travel. One time I was very complimented when someone told me that they were very impressed that, for an American, they were joking, for an American, how open my eyes are to that there are more things than America. And there really are. I don't hate my country. I actually really like my country. Now, if you notice, I said my country, I did not attach it to any person. I have been all over this country. I have seen 30 states of the country, or 30 states of what my country has to offer. I've gone on countless road trips. I have met countless people and seen just different cultures here. I love it. But I do know there's much more to see in the world. And I was extremely complimented, because sometimes, I'm very much a comfortability person and habitual. So sometimes I feel that I'm a little too comfort zone savvy to actually get out and do things and to have an open mind. But
So I was very complimented when they told me that. And so I could go on and on. There's a whole world to see. So I'm excited to see it. So yeah, what gift? Anything to do with travel, anything to do with experiencing something new, even if it's in my own country, like if it's tickets to see a show or tickets to go climb, you know, tickets for a plane so that I can go and see these waterfalls that I've always wanted to see, anything like that. So anyway, loves, it's been fun. I hope you enjoyed my questions, or my answers, both, great questions, lots of fun. I may get another one out before the end of the year. Maybe it'll have to do with New Year's, or maybe I'll do that on the first day of the year. I'm excited. Please have a magical, magical season. I adore you all. Thank you for being my listeners. Recently I was talking to a different voice who had some squabblings from her listeners, and I just know she can't have any of the listeners I do, because you guys are awesome and you always let me do whatever I want to do. And if you don't like what I'm doing, you don't tell me you hate me and give me horrible hate mail. You guys just go, "Oh, Ruth, you're just expressing yourself," and then you upvote it or you don't, and then you just let me do my thing. So that is a lovely Christmas present to me from all of you. So thank you, and I look forward to even more fun, and I look forward to getting out some great audios that I've been working on. So talk soon, loves.